Today, I'm going to teach you how to develop SOPs. Sounds boring, right? But SOPs are the thing that helped me half my work week and reach a record-breaking profit month at the same time. SOPs, or Standard Operating Procedures, are documents that outline how we do things in our business. But they're far more than that. They are a long-term asset that lets you repurpose parts of your business into assets you can sell, or delegate parts of your business to team members so you can scale. They're also one of the best ways to manage your business without overwhelm. SOPs might seem boring, but they are one of your most valuable assets that allow you to 1. Repurpose parts of your business into digital products that you can sell to. Create digital templates that you can repurpose into content, books, and training modules 3. Capture your unique way of thinking and start selling consulting. 4. Delegate parts of your business to team members with ease. 5. Scale and manage your business without overwhelm. 6. Multiply your outputs without increasing hours. 7. Build leverage and freedom. 8. Reduce overwhelm. Why you feel burned out every time you try to scale your business. Reason 1 for burnout in a solo business. If you want to scale, you need more output. Most people try to do this by working harder. 1. More hours. 2. Longer days. 3. More effort. 4. More hustle. The issue with this sledgehammer approach, if you have to work harder to produce more profit, then you're always going to be working harder and you're always going to be working longer hours. Most solopreneurs are hard workers. This can be an asset, but also a liability. They fall into the trap of bad thinking. They think if they want more profit, they'll just work longer hours to produce more output and earn more. This isn't sustainable and it's not a growth strategy. We have to work smarter, not harder. Reason 2 for burnout in a solo business. The second mistake solopreneurs make is trying to scale too early before they have their business figured out properly. The crazy hustle might feel exciting, it may feel like you're making progress, flying by the seat of your pants, making things up as you go along. This will work for a while, but again, it's not sustainable. You're building a castle on shaky foundations. Eventually, it's going to crumble, and that's when you get burned out. When solopreneurs make the mistake of trying to scale before they have documented or optimized, they end up scaling, but at the same time, they multiply the chaos. Scaling bad inputs means more bad outputs. 10 piles of shit is just a bigger pile of shit. What we want instead is a lifestyle business without burnout. That means getting the foundations right first, then systemizing them. So how do you produce more output without just working more? You multiply the time you already have. Time is your most valuable asset. There is only one of you. We all have the same number of hours in a day, so you need a way to get the same results as before, but with less effort. We do that by building systems in your business. Systems are a self-multiplying flywheel for business growth. Why SOPs matter for solopreneurs. If you're running a solo business, SOPs are the only realistic way to scale a solo business to six figures and beyond without burning out. What used to take me days now takes me hours, because those intermediate assets and processes are stored in my SOPs, and I can batch process, automate, or delegate my newly optimized process. This is where SOPs come in. 1. You can't delegate without a process. 2. You can't have a process without a system. 3. You can't optimize the system unless you know what it looks like. It sounds simple. Simple doesn't mean easy. SOPs are the only way that you're going to scale a business to six figures and beyond by yourself without just getting totally burnt out. Even if you work by yourself, it's important to create SOPs. Writing your SOPs is a process which will reveal lots of tasks you can optimize, improve, or even eliminate entirely. Don't wait until you have a team to write SOPs. By then it's too late. You want your processes documented and optimized before you make your first hire. So now I'll walk you through my full process for how I systemize Inside Design Hero, my multi-six-figure design agency. After systemizing my business, my average workday is between 3 to 5 hours, which I manage by using these systems. I'll show you how to systemize and optimize your freelancer or solo business in baby steps, and how to organize everything in one place so you can manage multiple projects without getting overwhelmed. Tools for building SOPs, Notion, or ClickUp. This process is tool agnostic. It doesn't matter what you use, but you'll want some kind of hub to store all your documents and SOPs. Many use Notion. I personally prefer ClickUp. Notion is great for note-taking, but for project management and automatoing for ClickUp is stronger, and I like to have everything in one place. In my ClickUp, I track everything for Design Hero. 1. Brand and marketing. 2. Email marketing automations. 3. Case studies. 4. Link building. 5. Team training. 6. Customer pain points and more. There's a full walkthrough tour of my ClickUp environment in this article, Complete Management Tool for a One-Person Business. Loom. Sometimes a video is better than text for explaining complex subjects or visual stuff. You can also do video SOPs using Loom. Apparently I'm in the top 2% of users for this tool. Scribe. I've also used Scribe for creating sets of instructions. Just record your steps and Scribe turns it into written instructions. Works best with simple step-by-step tasks for delegation. Start with a small project or task, not a blank page. When I started writing SOPs, they were basically one line each. If you sit down and try to write an SOP from memory, you'll often go blank and think, I don't even know my process. That's normal, because you often run through your process on autopilot and may not even be aware of all the steps you take. A better approach. 1. Start with a real project. 2. Run through your usual workflow. 3. Reverse engineer what you actually did. 4. Imagine you were describing each step to someone with zero knowledge or skill. 5. Write down each micro step. What this looks like in the real world. In my ClickUp, each SOP isn't just tasks, it's almost like a mini course. I document several layers. 1. The broad goals and why of each phase. O, people make better decisions and have more autonomy when they know why too. The step-by-step actions. O, these must be as small as go to this URL, click this button. 3. Deliverables. The final outputs you'd like to see. 4. Examples. O, a good example. O, a bad example. 5. The thinking process. A why did I do this instead of that? The thought process behind any fuzzy logic or decision branches, if this, then that. Note several things in the example below. 1. I include an index and TOC for every SOP. 2. I include a video walkthrough of me going through the whole process. 3. I include text instructions for each micro stop, even if it seems obvious. 4. I include screenshots and arrows of where and what to click. 5. I include links to any reference or related documents. This example is for an informational SOP. Some SOPs may be more related to tasks or ongoing projects. A template for SOPs. If your SOP is related to tasks or projects, SOP should include 1. Summary 2. Deliverables. 3. Recurring responsibilities. Who or what or how many. 4. Deadlines. 5. Examples or good why is it good or bad why is it bad. 6. Tracking OKPIs, measurable, specific, or who is checking and signing off on deliverables. 7. How do we measure success? Or how do we know what enough looks like? Or when do we stop? Here's an example of an SOP I use for task-centric briefs. So any new freelancer could come in and understand 1. How I design a brand. 2. How I think. 3. How I run projects from start to finish. Over time, your SOP can grow and turn into a reusable project template. My project template structure. For each new project, I use a template that includes 1. Links to resources at the top. 2. A timeline I can share with the client. 3. Login details. 4. Onboarding questionnaire. 5. A Google Doc for website content. 6. A shared folder for client files. Then, under each stage, I include tasks with 1. Briefs. 2. Checklists. 3. Step-by-step to-dos. Example, website setup might include a detailed checklist for the build stage. I update this constantly each time I update my process 1. If I stop doing something, I delete it. 2. If I add a new best practice, I add it to the template. This is what a project folder might look like, with links to login docs, brief client comms, and SOPs along the top. The easiest way to create SOPs without overthinking. set up a project and do the work. Afterward, 1. Look back at what you actually did. 2. Update your SOPs to match reality. 3. Improve the process. Once you can see it written down, you can replace steps with 1. Loom videos. 2. Questionnaires. 3. Automations. 4. Templates. A great trick is to imagine you are hiring someone, then write the instructions for them. That pressure forces clarity. But don't wait until your first hire. By then it's too late. When you hire, you want to have your SOPs in place for maximum efficiency. Writing your SOPs will also give you clarity on how to optimize your process. Once you have an SOP, you can start to optimize, systemize, and automate. My system for building systems. Once you have documented a task or a process or a project and created your SOPs for it, you are ready to start optimizing and systemizing. I use a simple process to systemize my solo business. 1. Document 2. Systemize 3. Eliminate 4. Optimize 5. Template 6. Automate 7. Delegate. There's two things you can do next one. Check out the next article. How to systemize your solo business, where I'll cover my 7-step process for systemizing your business. 2. You can subscribe for instant access to my masterclass on creating SOPs. Key insights for solopreneurs. SOPs are how you scale output without scaling hours and turn your work into reusable, optimizable assets you can template, automate, and eventually delegate. If you don't have SOPs, creating them is your route to scale without burnout and therefore are your most important task right now. Daily reminder for solopreneurs. Stop working harder, start working smarter. How to take action in the next 5 minutes. 1. Open a new Google Doc. 2. Pick one task you did today. 3. Write down the goal of the task. 4. Bullet point the key steps, actions, and decisions. 5. Create subpoints for each stage. 6. Keep going until you have a complete SOP.